Het gevallen van deze debatten. Tanner Abbottom. Ovel Gimel Yomim Harishonim. Bomi Makum Korav Monei Mohen. An Ovel who didn't know about the Avelis. And he comes to where the Avelim are sitting Shiva. So if he comes within the first 3 days, so he starts his Shiva wherever they're holding. In other words, if they're holding by the third day, he starts Shiva on the third day. And he finishes when they finish on the seventh day. So only he has 4 days of Shiva. That's if he came from a close place. Close place means within 1 day's journey. Could have come there on the first day, had he known about it, and started the Avelis when they did. But he didn't, because he didn't know. So if he comes within 3 days, he takes up the Avelis from where they're holding. As Machlokas Aposkin, Bisman Hazeh, if the Mokum Korov is 10 parsals, which a person can walk in 1 day, or now it goes with the, how you come in a plane, or a train, or whatever. It's Machlokas. And Pashas will make all that, even if you could have gotten there, it's more than 10 parsals, but you could have gotten there with a plane or whatever, that's called within 1 day, that's called a Mokum Korov. Bomi Mokum Rochok, if you came from a faraway place, in other words, you couldn't have gotten there in 1 day, right? If you wanted to get there the first day, you couldn't have gotten there, even if you knew about the Avelis. Then Mona Liasmo, then he counts for himself, whenever he finds out about the Avelis, he starts to shiver. Mikan ve'elech, afilu Bomi Mokum Korov, Mona Liasmo. After 3 days, even if he came from a close place, that had he known about the Avelis, he could have come the first day. But he didn't know. But he comes after 3 days. Then he counts his own Shiva, starts from when he finds out, and it goes a full 7 days. Rav Shimon Omer, Afilu bo b'yom ha-shvim, imokum karov, moni mohen. Even if he came on the seventh day, and he, what's it called, comes from a place where he could have come on the first day, had he known, right, on that day, then he finishes his Shiva in a few minutes. He counts with them as if he was with them the whole time, and the seventh day, he what's it called, his Shiva a few minutes, and he's finished. Okay, now, let's see, Rashi. Mona imohem imu aveilim shibosu makum. He counts his Shiva the same cheshvan that they're making. Since he could have come, the Yochol Lavo B'tchilas Avelis, he could have come had he known about the Avelis on the first day. Chashvin and Lechem Odaasa, we consider as if he came and he's been there the whole time. So now, even though it's the third day of the Avelis when he actually came, he starts his Avelis. What's it called? He continues third day and only has 4 days Avelis. The Enomone Elahe Yomim in Sharo Avelis. He only counts another 5 days together with all of them. Mona liasmo shiva shleiman. But if he came from a place that he couldn't have come here the first day, then he, what's it called, counts his own shiva. Okay. Omar Mar. Now we're going back over this. Gimel yom rishonim bomim makum korav moni mohen. First 3 days, if he comes from a place that he could have come in 1 day, that's the first day, had he known about it, then he counts the cheshbin of the other aveilim, and he starts wherever they're holding. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Vahushiyesh Godel Habayis Babayis. That's only if the Godel Habayis is together with those Avelim. The Godel Habayis is anybody who basically everybody depends on. They're the leader of the house. Where a wife dies, it could be the husband, is the Godel Habayis. Where a father dies, it could be sometimes the mother, or sometimes the older brother, or even an older sister. Doesn't make a difference, man, woman. It's whoever is running the show. So they're called the Godel Habayis. So that's only where the Godel Habayis is together with the Avelim. Then we say he's bottled to them, and he counts his Shiva according to them. But if there's no Godel Habayis, then in the house, he's somewhere else, and he comes to these Avelim where there is no Godel Habayis, then he counts his own Shiva. Rashi. Sheish Godel Habayis Abayis, Sheba Umasa Godel Habayis Abayis, Moni Imohem Im Avele Abayis. Then the halacha applies if he could have come the first day, but he comes within 3 days, or according to Reb Shimon, he comes even within 7 days, he has the same cheshbon as they have. Bahu Hatsorim Nenu, the one who's coming is younger than the Golol Habayis. Aval Imhoya, it doesn't make a difference younger or older, it means that he's not as Choshev. Because sometimes the younger brother is the one who's running the show. So whoever's running the show. Aval Imhoya Gadol Bederech, who bought the Sof Shloshi Yomin, right, if the Golol Habayis was not together with the Avelim, and he came within 3 days, I feel him up in Korah, Mon Eliyashu, he counts for himself. First of all, the Gadol Habayis doesn't go after the other ones, and if there's no Gadol Habayis there, then the Ovel isn't dragged with the other Avelim. He has a din by himself. So Rashi learns he went to take care of the funeral arrangements. Everybody else didn't go. So he went to the funeral arrangements. He was there for 3 days and then came back to sit Shiva with the rest of the family. So Michashvin and Commander Havi Bevesay, Hoyle the Tzorech HaMeis, Holachito. Do we consider it as if the Gadol Habayis is sitting there? Because since he only went for the Tzorech HaMeis and he's coming back, so it's as if he's sitting with the Avelim, right? Mahu. So what's the halacha? That's how Rashi learns. Others learn, Tosfos learns, that it's talking that the Gadol Habayis with the, we're not talking about the Gadol Habayis, when does he start counting? But the Gadol Habayis was Osik in the funeral. And the other people didn't go. They started sitting Shiva. And now another person came, and the Gadol Habayis wasn't there. So normally we say, if the Gadol Habayis not there, he starts his own cheshbon. So if he came on the third day, he starts from that day Shiva, not from the first day. But if the Gadol Habayis is there, he would have started from the third day. He started from the first day, and the third day would be a third day for him too. Now, since the Gadol Habayis isn't there, so it doesn't count. But what if the Gadol Habayis isn't there because he's being osik in the funeral end, the post-funeral, whatever, and he's coming back? Is it considered like he's there and the person starts counting from when they counted? Or no, since the Gadol Habayis isn't actually there, then what's it called? He has to start his own count. That's according to Tosfos Hashayim. Of Toshma. So what's halacha? Dom Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yochanan Afilu Halach Gadol Habayis L'Beisak Varos Mona Imohen. Even if the Gadol Habayis isn't actually there, but he went to the Beisak Varos, the Gadol Habayis counts together with the other Avelim. He's not nigger after them. It's like he was with them to begin with, according to Rashi, Mona Imohen, the Avelu Shalohem Yischila Mishachazru Pneim and Ames. The Avelu Shagavul Ashiyis Tomagol. Right? Still, he counts with them since he's coming back to them. I will see that the halacha is that the people who go to the Beis Hakvaras, they don't start Shiva till the person's buried. But the people who aren't going to the Beis Hakvaras, we'll see under what conditions, they start the Avelus from the time that the Mace leaves them. So it's possible that the Kvura will be 2 days later, these will start 2 days earlier, and this one won't start till 2 days later. Right? But if he comes back to sit with the people sitting in Shiva, according to Rashi, he continues with their count, and he saves himself like the 2 days that he was away. Mara says, "Vatanya mona liatzmo." Lamai says a brayser that says that he counts on his own. He starts his count from when he started, not from when they started. Lokashya hada asa begotal to hada lo asa begotal. It depends if he came back within 3 days, or if he didn't come back within 3 days. If he came back within 3 days, then even though he started the Avelus later, he catches up to their count when he comes back, according to Rashi. And if he didn't come back within 3 days, then he has his count from when he started, not from when they started, and he has to go the extra 2 days or whatever. According to Tosfos, yeah, we're talking about another person who came. If the Gadol Habayis came back within 3 days, then that other person starts his Shiva from when they started. And if he doesn't come back within 3 days, then he starts his own Shiva count himself. Like Rav said to the people from this place called Salafuni, the people who come within 3 days count your Shiva. And if they come on the third day and you're holding by the third day, they start their Shiva from when you started, and for them it's the third day too. the lowash of the goat out, if they didn't come within 3 days, then limnu l'nafshai, then they have to start their shiva from the time they come and find out about their daylish, and they have a full shiva then. Okay. Rashi. Levene halatzalafuni, makom, it's the name of a place. Omar lehu ravel of name mechusa. Asum de lo azlisu basar ersa. You who aren't going after the coffin, mechim hadrisu apaychem ibava davula shilu manu. Soon as the coffin leaves the city, then you start your avelus. That's very common. There's a few machloksin. First, the burying a person in another city. Some of the avelim are going with the mace to the burial. They don't start their avelus until after the burial. Some people are not going. They start their avelus as soon as the coffin leaves. So they're burying somebody in Eretz Yisrael, then you're in Chutz Laaretz. Right? Person's in Chutz Laaretz. So the people are going with the person to Eretz Yisrael with the mace, so they don't start their avelus till they actually bury the person in Eretz Yisrael. The people in Chutz Laaretz, as soon as the Aron leaves, where their city, right, even before it leaves the airport, but they leave, they're malava the mace up to a point, and then they go home. At that point, they start their avelus. So it could be that the avelus of the person people are going aren't just going to start till a day or two later, and they start already a day or two later. That's one thing. There's a machlokas, whether that's only where you at least started going with the mace, and then you stopped, then you start your avelus. What happens? Somebody lives in a city, he's not coming to the funeral. The chlap lives in another city. So when he finds out about the Misa, could be way before the Kvura. The Kvura is not going to be till the next day. But he finds out today, and he's not going to the funeral. So some hold that he has to wait till he finds out that they buried the mace. That's when he starts his avelus, since he wasn't involved with this mace at all. And others hold, no, since he's not going to the funeral, he's just like a person who was with the mace and is not going to the funeral. So as soon as he hears, he starts. So if a guy's in a different city, and he's not coming to the funeral, and he hears about it on Monday, the person died on Monday, but he's not going to be buried till Tuesday. So the people who are at the funeral start their avelus on Tuesday. The person who's not going to the funeral, according to some post, can start immediately on Monday, and some say he has to wait till he hears that the mace was buried and doesn't start his avelus till Tuesday. We're knowing that he starts on Monday. There's another machlokas. Bisman hazeh. Does this apply to chlal? Right, when you can know when the funeral is. Then you didn't know when the funeral was. So you started when you, what's it called, when you left the mace. I didn't know exactly when he was going to be buried, and there was no telephones or whatever. Bisman hazeh, we can know exactly when the funeral is. So maybe bisman hazeh, you have to wait till you know that the funeral was, and then start the avelus. Some people hold like that. And v'maisa, we hold also the kula, that you can start when you hear, and even if you weren't with the mace at all, and even if you know when the funeral is going to be, it doesn't make a difference. That's how pretty much we're knowing. And here there's two different minhagim, what to do. Some hold that you don't start the avelus till you know about the kvura. The Rabbonim and Kirt Sefer, many of them hold like that. And here we hold that you can start avelus right away. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, no, Michi Ha'adaru, no, what's it? Ha'adaru, lo azlisu baser ersa, the man the also barseir, so the one who goes with the body, lo chayli ale avelus such an istamagol. The avelus doesn't start till the kvur is over. Shmolichin hamitim ibovel eretzrel likvor ve'in kol akrovim kulam yicholim lalos ad eretzrel. Like on then they used to send the body from Bovel to Eretzrel. Not everybody accompanied the body. Umalavin hamesh parso mil v'chosrim. So they have a levaya and then they go home. So the ones who go home start their avelus immediately. And the ones who are going with the body don't start the avelus till the body's buried. When you turn back from the gate of the city and you say goodbye to the mace, that's when you're at migrasheha, the achisu lebeisa, and you dasisu lebeisa, you go back home. That's aschilu money. That's when you start your avelus. You may avelus. Afagav the lomik brameis ad yomim rabim. Even if the person's not going to be buried for many days. But for you, you already miyayish from him when you left. Afagav likrais ad bamran. Afagav the avelus enu chal ad shistam agolo. Ledidchu de lom nevzi chazarostem ke nistam agolo. Your leaving the mace is like for you, nistam agolo. That's when it's over for you. So this funeral's over for you when you go home. De lom nevzi chal, okay.
Rav Shimon Omer, Afilu bo b'yom ha-shvi, mimokum karuv mol nimohem. Rav Shimon holds, even if you came on the seventh day, your count is with them, and therefore you only have a few minutes of avelus. Omer Rav Chiya bar Gamda, and with the same condition, that, even according to Rav Shimon, you had to have been able to come the first day, in other words, you were in Mokum Karov, where you could have come the first day, but you didn't know about it till the seventh day. And then you came and found out on the seventh day, then you can, your shiv is over. Omer Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Omer Rav Yosef ben Shaul, Omer Rebbe, Vahu Shabo, Moshe Menachem Mitzvah. Well, there's still Menachemim in the house. But if all the Menachemim have left, then you have to start your own shiva. But you came while there still was Nichum Avelin on the seventh day, then the shiva's not over, and you count your shiva with them. Rabbi Kivager says, what happens if the seventh day is Shabbos and there's no Menachem? Then you have to come before Netzachama, because otherwise Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, and it's over. As soon as the sun rises, it's Mitzvah Sayom. But if you came before sunrise, then it's still shiva, then your shiva still, what's it called, counts with them, and you're finished. But on a regular day when there are Menachemim, even if the sun rose, until the Menachem leave, it's still considered itself shiva. Boy Rav Anan, Ninar Ulamu V'lo Amdu Mahu. What if the Menachemim got up to leave? Right, they already said Hamokim Menachem Eshem. They got up to leave, but they didn't leave yet. What's the halacha? Take Gemiri Chavrei de Rav Abba Barchia mi Rav Abba. The friends of Rav Abba Barchia learned from Rav Abba. Umanu Rav Zera. Who is that? Who is the friend of Rav Abba Barchia who learned from Rav Abba Rav Zera? The Amrilan, some say Chavrei de Rav Zera mi Rav Zera, that the Chavrei Rav Zera learned from Zera. Umanu, and who is the Chavrei Rav Zera? Rav Abba Rav Chia Bar Abba. So Omer Rav Yochanan, and whoever it was said it in the name of Rav Yochanan. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in a certain case of treifus, which we'll mention. The halacha Rav Shimon ba'avel, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon in this case of avel, that even if you came on the seventh day, but you could have come on the first day had you known about it, like we said, right? That you don't have to come within 3 days. Even if you come on the seventh day and the Menachemim are still there, you finish with your shiva, you count with them. Mara says, "Rav Shimon ba'avel ha'damar." The case of Rav Shimon that we're talking about is the one we're talking about here. Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus. What's the case where he paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus? Yisnan b'nei me'ayim shenikvu. You have intestines that are whole in them. So normally, a hole in the intestines is the animal's a treifa. But v'lecha sosmasan, but there's mucus, very thick mucus that closes up the hole. Ksheira, give her Ibshim Gamliel. Ibshim Gamliel holds that's enough to close up the hole and the animal's kosher. So my lecha, what is this mucus? Om Rav Kahana shirka de maya de nofik agav ducha. It's a thick mucus that you can't get out of the hole without a knife. It doesn't ooze out. You can't push it out. You need a knife to get it out. That's already considered a stima. It closes up the hole and the animal's kosher. Rashi ninaru v'hushalo amdu menachem mi'etzlo shabo b'shvi shachris ad shalo amdu menachem eitzel zeh hashem abayis. The menachem didn't leave yet. Ninaru lam, what if they started to leave? Menanim v'rotzi mamo, they got ready to leave but they didn't leave yet. So take it. Okay, now omer mandahu. So somebody said, we don't know who exactly said this. Iski ba'asik ba'agmar l'shmais mi'pumi demari. I'll be zocha to go to Eretz Yisrael and learn this halacha, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case of treifus, and like Rav Shimon in Avelus from the one who said it. Right? Rashi, Omer mandahu other mechad, mandahavi, whoever it was, mi'pumi demari, mi'rab abba b'reid Rav Chia or Rav Zera. Whoever said it, either Rav Zera said it or Abba Rav Chia said it, I'd like to go to Eretz Yisrael and learn this halacha from him. Ki Solik, so the Maisha, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechel Rav Abba bin Rav Chia bar Abba, so he found Rav Abba Rav Chia bar Abba, according to that year, so he was the one who was the author of this halacha. Omer Lei, Omer Mar Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Treifus? Did you say, what's it called? We heard in Babel that you said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case of treifus of the intestine. Omer Lei, I'm not ain halacha Amri. No, they got it all wrong. I said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it's not considered closed up, and it's the end of a treifa. Rav Shimon the Avil Mais, if that's the case, then what about Rav Shimon by Avil? We heard that you said that Halacha is like Rav Shimon. Did you also not say that? Amrlei Plugsaninu, that's a machlokas. Itmar, Rav Chizda Omer Halacha, Rav Chizda said the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, Vechenom Rav Yochan Halacha, Rav Nachman Omer Ein Halacha, the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon. The Ein Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel Betreifis, and the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel Betreifis, the Halacha Rav Shimon Ba'Avil. But the Halacha is like Rav Shimon by Avil, that even if you came on the seventh day, you could have come on the first day had you known that you finished your Avelus. You count with them. The Omer Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avil, because by Avil we go after the Mekel. Rashi, Mipum, we said that already. Ein Halacha Amri Kolomer Ein Halacha Rav Shimon. I said the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Okay.